sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer. A time that calls me from a world of care. And I can go with whatever is in my heart and lay it right there at my Father's throne. And whatever is troubling me, whatever is bothering me, right there, I can make all my wants and wishes known. Anytime, anywhere, any place, any season of distress and grief, right there at that throne, right there with my Father, I can find peace. My soul will find relief. Angels have to get back. The devil will have to go on vacation, because I can get away and just talk to him in this moment, in this hour, this sweet hour, sweet hour of prayer. There are hours of work and hours of play, hours of rest and hours of business, hours of silence and hours of commotion, hours of study, hours of concentration, and hours of sleep. But the greatest hour in every Christian life is when you get together with God and talk about your journey. It's the hour of prayer. And I don't know what's on your mind right now. Whatever it is, it's your prayer. Whatever you feel right now is at rock bottom your prayer. And nobody knows what you are feeling but you. Nobody can see your inner sanction. Nobody can explore the throne room of your soul. This kind of visionary scrutiny belongs exclusively to God. And you know something? The Father knows. The Son knows. And thank God, the Holy Spirit knows. That's why you can go to Him anytime, any place, anywhere, with anybody, and have a sweet talk in a sweet hour of prayer. Thank you.
give you favor. You will never want for anything. Favor, I give you favor. You will never want for anything.
This is the hour. This is the hour, this is the hour. I'm pouring out all my paper. Oh, this thing along, but when you think about favor, oh my God, you see, I just want to say it one more time. You got to understand that and realize that you got to be purified for God's favor. You may have a temporary setback, but it's only a permanent setup for God's favor to reign in your life. Somebody needs to know that tonight. But when you get down on your knees and pray, and you're asking for God's favor, this is all God is saying. He's just saying this. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. I'll give it, I'll give it, I'll give it, I'll give it, I'll give it. If you allow me, if you allow me, if you allow me, if you allow me. I want to rain, I want to rain, I want to rain, I want to rain. Down on your soul, down on your soul, down on your soul. I want to prove, I want to prove, I want to prove. That I can take, that I can take, that I can take. With the devil, with the devil, with the devil, with the devil. Try to mean for evil, mean for evil, mean for evil. And I will turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. But y'all good, y'all good, y'all good. I want to rain, I want to rain, I want to rain. I wanna shine, 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 shine. Fall, 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 fall on me. Oh, let the favor of God flood my soul. Rain on me. That's what I want God to do.
Shine on me.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? You feel me up here.
Fall on me.
I want you to fall down on me, God.
Let the favor of heaven flood my soul. Oh, rain on me.
Rain down on me.
Shine on me.
I'm trying not to get out of the way here.
Fall on me.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kale, the Glorious Gospel Hour. It is 18 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining this morning. Hope everyone is having a great and marvelous morning. Be sure to be safe out there, by all means. Please do not text while driving once you arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Kurt, the Kurt Carr Project. You're tuning into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with a smooth flow.
I want Troy and Nikita to come. They're going to sing one of my favorite songs of all time. Thank you, Walter Hawkins and your sister, Lynette Hawkins Stevens, for an incredible music ministry that has blessed the world. Anybody remember that one?
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, moment. A sinner like me to tell the world salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right. Thank you.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them,
yes,
I'm grateful.
The victory that we've won.
Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Gospel Hour. Hope everyone is having a great and marvelous morning. Great music there coming from Hezekiah Walker. We're going to continue with the very best in gospel on this great morning. Next song coming up is coming from Walter Hawkins. It's entitled, Thank You.
Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases people are slipping away. The economy down, people can't get enough pay. But as for me, I said, they're living out in the streets, and the drug habits. I'm not just talking about folks out in the street, but right in the church, drug habits of some folks hiding just can't beat. There are murders and robbers. No place seems to be safe. Lord, but you've been my protection. Oh. You've been my protection. Every step of the way. Yes, you have, Lord. Yes, you have, Lord. Yes, you have, Lord. And I want to say, and I want to say, and I want to say, thank you.
Thank you. Rodney Jerkins. I'm here with my girl Vanessa Bell Armstrong. And we just want to let you know one thing. If you're living right now, then you're a walking miracle. Vanessa, come on.
You carried on despite adversity while you're diligent to get your healing. It's what they're saying. It's what you're praying. Not fainting, just believing. Cause his word says, he and a man that he shall lie. And he promised, you will live and shall not die. I speak healing unto you. He's faithful to see his promise through. That's why every day that you see, every breath that you breathe, just proves you a walking miracle. Every lesson you learn, page you lift a turn, shows me you a walking miracle. A perfect man is what you thought he'd be, so you married him and started a family. Started changing your debating, or am I saying your knees and your friends? I can't take this, living within this circumstance. Been wearing bruises put on me by my husband's hand. Years gone by, you've been faithful in your prayers.
tell you, anything you want, anything you need, won't he do it for you?
Yes, he will.
Come on, talk to me, won't he do it for you?
Yes, he will.
Put
him
in the pocket. Clothes on my back. Shoes on my back. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yesterday,
I decided.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. I am Kelly Marvett reporting. Our first news is coming from the White House. Breaking news, the White House to issue executive order banning anti-LGBT workplace discrimination by federal contractors. The White House is soon to announce an executive order banning federal contractors from discriminating on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. Workplace equality for LGBT employees among all contractors and subcontractors who do business with the government of $10,000 or more in business yearly, to be exact. So that includes corporate giants like Exxon and Mobil. In the past, President Obama has refused to sign such an executive order because he said he wanted ENDA to be the path to workplace equality, meaning this is an important change of heart and change of policy. The comments were in contrast to the administration's stance against signing an executive order to bar federal contractors from discriminating against LGBT workers and job applicants, despite Obama's having said he would support protecting such workers in a questionnaire filed out while a candidate in 2008. The Obama administration has maintained in the past that the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, ENDA, is a preferred path for LGBT workplace protections. But Monday's announcement signals an acknowledgement that despite Senate passage last fall, the bill is not likely to move in the House this year. We in the workplace equality on the major frontiers, the LGBT movement, that we don't talk about a lot, but that affects millions of people. This particular order affects at least 1 million of them, and that is really huge. We definitely like to thank President Obama for this effort. Also, we have news in reference to bear with us. In reference to the Canada, we go to Canada on some news. We have Canada fails to pass a trans-inclusive hate crimes amendment. Last week, a committee in Canada failed to pass an amendment that would have added protections for trans people to existing hate crime laws. The amendment would have added gender identity and a protectable category under Canada's hate speech law within the criminal code. A bill with a similar mission has been stalled in the Senate for over a year. I'm very concerned with that I saw today, where I've always been told that PMO and the Conservative Party is neutral on this and allow MPs to vote freely, and they were not today. And if they are not neutral today, they won't be neutral in the Senate, end quote, Mr. Garrison said. Currently, Mr. Garrison said transgender discrimination cases are forced to argue discrimination on other grounds. Quote, it's not given that it would always succeed, end quote, he said. We have some other news that coming from New York. A ban on conversion therapy clears New York State Assembly. The New York State Assembly passed a ban Monday on the use of gay conversion therapy for minors. BuzzFeed reports that Assembly members voted 86-28 in favor of a bill that would prohibit state-licensed healthcare professionals from trying to change the sexual orientation of clients under the age of 18. Legislation would have add language to an existing law on professional misconduct awaits a vote by the state senate, which may take up to up this week as the legislative session ends Thursday. The vote was applauded by Senator Brad Holliman, a gay politician and a co-sponsor of the bill. Quote, being an LGBT young person isn't an illness that needs to be cured, end quote, he said. Quote, banning conversion therapy is a nonpartisan issue that should receive full consideration by my colleagues in the Senate, end quote. California and New Jersey have similar laws. This concludes our news segment. We'd like to thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News. Stay tuned for the Morning Variety Show, which airs next.
Thank you. the lovers around the world. I want to talk about the one I love. I know a lot of times we forget how they take good care of you. But tonight, I just want to express the way I feel.
Oh, baby, funny how things have changed in my life now. Whether near or far, I want to be where.
Things in life are not perfect. when you want all the love you deserve, and the heat's on your mind. Don't you even think about it, I'll be there just wrapped around you. I can't hold back what I feel inside. It's just a fact that you should be mine. Anything you want, you got to order by my love. You order by me, you should be mine. Anything you want, you got to order by my love. You order by me. We're together, just confirms the good thing we've got. And something this good can't be defined. One thing's for sure, that you should be mine. Anything you want, you got to fortify my love. You fortify me, you should be mine. Anything you want, you got to fall by my love, you fall by me.
You're tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the morning variety show. It is 26 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Dave Chappelle.
See the surface. They see the division in our foods. It's because I eat chicken and watermelon. They think that that's something wrong with me. Let me tell you something. If you don't like chicken or watermelon, something is wrong with you, motherfucker. There's something wrong with you. Where are all these people that don't like chicken and watermelon? I'm sick of hearing about how bad it is. It's great. I'm waiting for chicken to approach me to do a commercial, nigga. I'll do it for free, chicken. At least I can do it. They make fun of Latin people for eating, what y'all eat? Beans, rice, corn. Listen, that's not a reason to hate a motherfucker, all right? It's funny, but it's not a reason to hate. The only reason these things are even an issue is because nobody knows what white people eat. You've been very good at keeping that shit a secret amongst yourselves. I study white people. You don't know that. I'm writing a paper on you. Not even for school, nigga, just to do it, just to get some, just doing independent research and spending my money. That's why I'm working so hard. I follow you around grocery stores. They freak out. I just try to peek in the cart. They always say, get away from my cart, nigga. What are you looking at? Chicken and giblets are over there. You must be lost. These are vegetables. I know what you drink. See how quiet it got? Grape juice. Surprise, motherfuckers. You didn't know I knew about grape juice, did you? Oh. Don't play dumb with me. Looking what? A lot of black people don't have the privilege of knowing about grape juice because they have grape drink. It's not the same formula that you get. Ain't no vitamins in that shit. You might have one of your black friends over, Todd. Todd, would you care for a glass of grape juice? What? Nigga, what the fuck is juice? I want some grape drink, baby. It's purple. I don't think I know what a grape drink is. What? I have some apple juice if you want. What the fuck is juice? I want some apple drink. Scream. Remember that commercial for Sunny Delight when all the kids run in from outside playing and they all run to the fridge? All right, I got some purple stuff, some Sunny D. As soon as you say Sunny D, all the kids go, yeah! Watch the black kid in the back. If you ever see that commercial again, look at that black kid. He'd be like, I want that purple stuff. That's drink, nigga, that is drink. They want drink. I want all them vitamins, nigga, I want drink. Sugar, water, purple. That's the ingredient, sugar, water, and of course, purple.
I don't believe. were nowhere around.
That's when I found out that you was nothing for me. And all the love that you said that you had, it turned out to be phony. And I done gave you the best part. I don't know what else I can do to turn you around. No, you got me waiting. You got me waiting. And I'm telling you everything you need to hear. Like, baby, come now. Think you can keep on running out. My life, my life, my life. Why is it so hard for you to pick up the phone and call me? Put a little time in for me. Show us what you really get for me. Remember how you used to say that nothing comes before me. I know it was a lie because you put your boys before me. Promises, promises, made and broken. Still I keep holding on, thinking that you would notice that.
You got me waiting. And I'm telling you everything you need to hear. Like, baby, come now. You got me waiting, but I can't keep waiting on you.
Acting like whatever, I will always be around.
Guess you think that you're something like a P.I.M.P.
You can hang in these streets and it'll be alright.
Has to do everything gets girl-like. If they don't choose to play by the rules, I'm sure there's somebody else out there who just would love to.
Do me,
hold me, go the extra mile like you did when you were trying to get to know me.
Do me,
hold me,
hold
treat me nice and show me all the things you've got to show me, cause you. When I'm telling you everything you need to hear, like,
baby, come now.
You got me waiting, but I can't keep waiting on you.
Acting like whatever,
I'll always be around.
I'll
concerned with truth. I'm tired of trying to keep up with you. What made you think that you could be the odds? Running round, chasing all them bras. And you can't even say it ain't true. The way you're treating me, it ain't cool. Go ahead and be the player you gon' be. Mind it to me. How about, yeah? When you lost your job and you ain't even have no car, you was coming in and out, back and forth. It was me fronting your child support, 'cause you didn't have a dollar to your name, and you still don't have a dollar to your name. If I stick around, it'll be a shame on me.
I'm so ready. Talking.